This is the Sundial Writers Corner. Welcome to this weekly feature that spotlights local creators of poetry and prose. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the Sundial producers. Today, we welcome new contributor Eileen McCoskey, who shares a personal story contrasting two homes.
This is a story of two homes. The first home is my home, which looks like a house straight out of an episode of Hoarders. There's paper everywhere, old appliances just in case you need a spare part, and mealtime is chaotic. My husband is at his laptop ignoring everyone. I'm trying to get supper on the table for the kids, and the kids are squabbling. There's not even any dinner time conversation, obviously. Contrast that with a second home, the home of my older son's best friend. They had the beautiful two-story brick with a swimming pool in the backyard. The parents started their own successful business. Their mealtimes are filled with laughter and warm, engaging conversation. All the things that my home doesn't have. Fast forward to March 17th, 2023. My older son wakes me up in the middle of the night at 2 a.m. and says, "Mom, I haven't slept in a week. My heart is racing. I need you to call 911 right now." I try to get myself together and dial 911, and the paramedics are on their way. Before help arrives, I'm trying to clear the couch of all the clutter so that the paramedics can get to my son. The paramedics take my son to the hospital. And at the hospital, they diagnose him with anxiety and a panic attack. They send us home with antidepressants and a safety plan, which includes clearing the home of all the clutter and securing the firearms. I inform my husband, but it falls on deaf ears. The next day, on Saturday, I go to work at the library. On Sunday morning, my older son tells me, "Mom, I cannot recuperate in this home. I open my door and there's clutter everywhere. I don't even want to go to the kitchen. Can I go to my friend's home? Can I stay there? There are warm memories there. I can recover there. I can recuperate. I can get better there. I have good role models there." I'm sad because those are all the things that I cannot provide for my son at this moment. The crux of the matter is, I had deleted those friends' numbers from my phone. I'd unfriended them on Facebook. I was so racked with jealousy. My son is a National Merit finalist who dropped out of college because of physical and mental health problems. My son's best friend is a student at MIT. How can I compare? I had to humble myself and ask my son, "Can you give me the number for your friend's parents? I'll make the call. I'll text them. We'll get some help." I texted the mom that morning and told her all the things that had transpired in the intervening years. The mom texted back, "Eileen, we love your son, and we want to help him. We'll talk this evening, and we'll find a way to help him." I go back to work that Sunday. When I come home from work, I see on my phone there's a text message from a number that I don't recognize. It says, "This is your son's friend. Your son just called me and told me that this might be the last time he talks to me. I'm very alarmed. What's going on?" The next text message was from the friend's mom. "My son just called us about your son. We're coming over right now." So the parents and I made the decision to take my son to the hospital yet again. This time, we would press harder for psychiatric services. The screener asked my son questions, and the screener relayed those answers to the psychiatrist on call. Unfortunately, the psychiatrist did not see fit to admit my son, but sent us home yet again with double the dosage of medication. On the way home from the hospital, my son said to me, "Don't make me go back to that home again." I promised him that he never would. The friends opened their home to us. It's a place where my son could recuperate, and I saw for myself the home that my son experienced all those years ago.
Eileen McCoskey currently works as a children's librarian at the Madison branch of the Madison County Public Library. She enjoys dramatizing stories for kids and has recently rediscovered her love for writing and storytelling. Eileen has been featured on The Moth in Birmingham and 10 by 9 in Nashville. You can hear the story she told today by visiting WLRH.org and clicking on the Sundial podcast tab. And we'll be back with another new episode of Sundial next Monday morning at 9.